Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome everybody. This is the last Sunday of July. Boy, the summer's going by, isn't it? This is Lennis on Talk to Me. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I hope everybody had a good weekend. I sure did. I enjoyed my family and even went to see Salt. How about that? Well, y'all, we're back. Me and Vernice, my co-host, and of course my producer and switchboard operator, Chabonet, a.k.a. the Sheriff. So welcome, welcome, everybody. And for you folks that's on the line right now that have called in, I will get to you just shortly. That number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. Okay. So first up, what I'd like to discuss is entertainment news. You know, y'all, that's how we always start off. We're going to do entertainment news tonight, and then I'm going to go to horoscopes for August, and then we're going to talk a little bit about Shirley Sherrard, who's been in the news all week. You know, the lady that got terminated from the USA. Well, she resigned, but you know, the whole bouage. We will talk about that. And then we're also going to talk about different news events that have went on this week. It has been a busy week, folks. So we got a lot going on and full plate tonight. So let's start off. The first thing is Janet Jackson is one busy lady. You know she's on the cover of the latest edition of Essence. Okay. Well, Janet is filming the new Tyler Perry movie for Colored Girls. She's in love. She's been named the new spokesperson for the Black Gamma Fur campaign. Peter's not happy about Jackson's latest venture, but Janet seems to be happy with it. She looks fabulous in her mink in the black and white photo. Janet follows the likes of Liza Minnelli, Diana Ross, and Elizabeth Taylor, who have starred in previous campaigns for What Becomes a Legend Most. Janet's love life has also been heating up, y'all, with her romance with Wissam Al-Mayna. He's a young, rich Arab man whose family is in the oil business. Okay, now it's wedding bells for Alicia Keys, who's tired of being labeled a homewrecker. Keys is expecting her first child with producer Swiss Beatz. Swiss Beatz made headlines when he left his wife and young child to be with Keys. Anyway, also, y'all, Faith Evans, if you've been missing her, she's back on the scene, and Faith should have an album coming out by the end, well, I'd say around the middle of September, so look forward to that. Now, little news about Whitney Houston. You know we always want to know the gossip. According to published reports, a drug dealer is spilling the beans on Whitney Houston, accusing the singer of still being on drugs. Now, y'all, Whitney done blew up. She is like, out. She out there right now. The dealer says Houston has a $300,000 a year habit and that she has not stopped doing drugs. Houston has also gained an alarming amount of weight, and sources says it's because she's on a steroid to help her with her respiratory problems. Now, that could be because, you know, if you know anyone, friends or family that have been on prednisone, prednisone will blow you up. It'll make you look like 20 to 30 pounds heavier. And what she does, Whitney's face is big. So I would rather think than to say she's on drugs, but I'm reporting the news, y'all, that it's the prednisone, and hopefully she hasn't went back on drugs. So in other news, Wesley Snipes is finally going to jail. Bless his heart. After a 10-year fight with the IRS, Snipes will have to start serving a 3-year sentence for failing to file and pay taxes since 1998. Now, Snipes has already given the government $15 million to Uncle Sam, but that didn't sway him. Federal appeals court, which rules Snipes must serve his sentence, There is no word on when he will start serving that sentence. Well, Wesley, hang in there. Tell y'all, pay your taxes and do your taxes every year. I don't care if you're poor, middle class, rich, mega rich. Do your taxes because you know Uncle Sam not playing. And right now, because of the economic structure we are going through across the nation, pay your taxes. Do your books, baby. Okay. Now, are Will and Jada headed to Broadway? After the success of their musical, Fila, which they co-produced, the Hollywood power couple has been approached to star in a new revival of the Tennessee Williams classic, A Streetcar Named Desire. The production is scheduled for 2011, if it happens, and Will Smith is going to play the role made famous by Marlon Brando. Stella! Okay, anyway, and Terry McMillan, of course, you know, she's got a new book called Getting the Happy. It's the sequel to Waiting to Exhale, which should be released around September 7th. I'd say at least around the first week of September. So look forward to that. Well, in sports news, it's official. After dating for the past 3 years, Dwayne Wade and Gabriel Union have come out as a couple. Wade wanted to wait until his messy divorce, thank you, brother, was over, and now he and Gabriel, or Gabby as he calls her, can go on with their lives. So thank you for the respect there, brother. That is good. Don't want too much drama for your mama. Okay, and other entertainment news. Ice-T was embarrassed this week, y'all, with his recent arrest. Ice-T plays a cop on Law and Order, and he was arrested in New York for driving without a seatbelt and driving with a suspended license. Say what? You know we're going to have to talk about Ice-T a little bit later, okay? Excuse me. Actor Michael Ealy has joined the cast of the CBS TV show The Good Wife. Ealy used to date Halle Berry. Well, go on with it, brother. He has a new movie with Chris Brown, Idris Elba, coming out in late August, and the title of the movie is called The Takers. Now, former White House Social Secretary Desiree Rogers has been shaking things up in her new role as consultant at Ebony Jet Magazine. Rogers is unhappy with the rebranding of the magazine, which has cost the company over $80,000. Yeah, because Jet is so thin, you can almost squeeze it between your fingers. Y'all notice that?
Yeah.
Have you seen how thin Jet done got? I mean, Ebony has too, but Jet done got, like, real thin. Mm-hmm. Okay, for the first time in 24-year history, the Oprah Winfrey Show has suffered its worst ratings. Say what? The show has been in reruns, but recent data shows an all-time ratings low. New episodes start in early September as the show enters its 25th and final season. Well, Oprah, you all right with me, girl, okay? I'm still in your corner. Remember she gave here a few weeks ago, remember when she gave all her employees $10,000?
Yeah.
The old magazine, the employees that work on the old magazine, gave each employee $10,000 bonus. It ain't even Christmas. And gave my iPod just for working on the magazine.
Uh-huh.
I was trying to give Oprah my number, but I don't think she ain't called. I know, Oprah, we need to talk, Oprah. But anyway, yep, there you go. There you go. Okay, actress Tarege P. Henson has signed on for the Lifetime movie Taken From Me. The story is based on the true story of Tiffany Rubin, whose 7-year-old son was abducted by his Korean-born father. The story traces her journey to get her son back to the USA. Well, that sounds pretty good. Also in news, I got to tell y'all this. There's been two deaths. Actress Vanetta McGee, for you baby boomers out there, if you remember, she just passed. She was a 70 icon, and bless her heart, she had a heart attack and died at 65. She was married to actor Carl Lumbee. Vanetta was best known for her work with actor Max Julian and the movie Shaft in Africa, Hammer, and Blackula. And also, for any of y'all that watch the show Rock, The father died. I'm sorry, I can't. His name is Carl Lunson, I think. I'm not for sure. But anyway, he just passed, too. I enjoyed him. I thought he was a marvelous actor. Okay, now we will get back to Shirley Sherrard, but I want to read this right quick. This was from Dr. Cornel West, and it just touched my heart, and I thought it was very nice how he placed his words and he spoke about her. Dr. Cornel West, I pay tribute to my dear sister and fellow freedom fighter, Shirley Sherrard, who maintained her dignity and integrity in the face of mendacity and adversity. We have another example of vicious attacks and a vitriolic assault on someone who was a real force for good in this world. We saw this with Brother Van Jones, and now we see it again. But this time, truth and goodness triumph. I also salute my dear white brother and sister, Roger and Eloise Spooner, the white farmers who spoke up and told the truth about the decency and courage of Shirley Sherrard. Thank you, Dr. Cornel West. Like I said, we will get back to that and talk about it. Okay, now I'm going to run down and do the 12 horoscopes for the month of August, and then we're going to throw down on some really good issues, y'all. And thank you again for being with us tonight. That number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-272914. In fact, do you think we should bring the people online before I start this? Okay, why don't we get these folks online right quick with us before I go through the horoscopes, and I'll give it over to the sheriff.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for, listening to Talk To Me. We'll start getting some of these callers on the line. Welcome to the show, caller, and who is this?
Yes, hello. My name is Frank in California.
Hi, Frankie. How are you doing?
Just fine, just fine, just first-time caller.
Okay. Did you want to contribute to anything, or would you just like to listen to the show?
Listen to the show, but I was hoping to see if I could get a reading.
Oh, sure.
Okay. Let's see. Could I get a few more people on the line, and then we'll come back to you? Is that no? Okay. You want me to do it now? Okay. Ask me a question. What's your name again? Tell me your name again.
Yes, my name is Frank, and I'm in California.
Okay, Frank. And I'm Lena, so go ahead with your question.
Yes, I'm involved against a sibling in a legal action. The next time we go to court is in October. Can you pick up her energy, what she's thinking and feeling about the case, since she wasn't at the court?
What I'm feeling right now is a lot of hurt. I can feel it all the way in my gut, really hurt and a lot of sadness. Yes, she'll be there, but you know what? It seems like she has some misgivings regarding that. But I feel a deep hurt. It seems like there should be some kind of understanding. Is it you two can't come to a resolution? Is this regarding your father? Or an elder in your family?
Well, yes, it's regarding the family estate. My mother passed.
Okay. I was picking up a male, an elder male, so it's a female. Okay. Yeah, she'll be there, but she's got deep hurt. Is there some way that you two can sit down and maybe resolve your problems and come to a resolution?
Actually, I tried, but... They threatened to put sanctions against me, basically putting a restraining order against me.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I don't feel that coming out. I just feel that she's really hurt deeply. That's what I'm picking up right now, is that she's hurt very deep. So whatever it is, it's deep between the two of you. Is there something else you want to ask me more? That's all I'm picking up right now as far as that.
Okay, the
energy regarding
it? Yes.
I will say this, that the deciding factor is going to be fair. So it's not going to be a 60-40 type of thing. It's going to be fair. I feel that's what the judge is going to say. It may not be a happy medium for both of you, but that's how it's going to come out. It's not going to be one is going to get something greater than the other one. It'll be fair across the board.
That's fine.
Okay, so, you know, like if you get a car, she's going to get a car type of thing.
That's fine. She took everything, so...
Oh boy. Okay, well, that's the best that I'm picking up. I need to move on. I got like about 9 callers waiting. So, I mean, please feel free to call back again or continue listening to the show and enjoy with us. You want to stay on the line?
You
want to stay on the line? Okay, sounds good. Okay, we'll go to the next caller and thank you.
Welcome to Talk to Me. Who is this?
From California, and this is my first time calling.
I'm sorry, you went out. We didn't hear your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, my name is Rachel, and
okay.
I'm calling from California, and this is my first time calling.
Well, thank you, Rachel, for calling. How are you doing tonight?
Great. I do have a question.
Okay.
I've been unemployed for 3 months. And I've been sending out my resumes, and so far nothing. I'd like to know what means I should use to let me rephrase that. What method should I use to be sending out my resumes to get that job? And if you see a job coming to me.
Okay. Well, first off, hi Rachel. This is Lennis. Welcome. The first thing I felt was your personality should just about get you a job. You've got a real bubble personality. And I see what I see for a job for you is something in the field of, now don't take this the wrong way, but I see clowns around you. You know, like party, like planning parties, organizing that. I don't want to say just parties. But, you know, like functions, if people came to you and they said, well, they want to put a party on for their kid or a dinner, a function or whatever. I'm picking that up, that you would be really good at that, that you have the personality and the charismatic way about yourself to accomplish that. Have you ever thought about going into business and doing something like that?
Well, thank you for the compliment. I do enjoy coordinating things. I love to coordinate functions. I do. I love that. I never thought about that because I've been a professional businesswoman for many, many years. So that's a total change. I just never thought about that.
Yeah, it is a transition for you. I can feel that. But I feel like you would be good at that and the people would, you would establish a clientele, you know, like small, like if you did something like children's parties or plan somebody's birthday party, you would be successful at that. You are a coordinator, but you have the spirit about you to bring this to come together. So I know, I understand that you know, you're saying you're putting out applications. Business-wise, I see technology for you if you were applying at different corporations or business. But for you to be successful, I feel that if you went in the direction, and I'm saying the direction of like a party planner or organizer for functions, you would be successful at that.
Okay.
So, and as far as hearing back, on one of your applications, a new or renew or something, I'm picking up a name, something like that, you will hear back for those people, but it seems like it's a little bit below what you're looking for in a salary cap, you know, so I don't know if it's something like that within the name renew or new or something like that that you applied. You will hear back from that particular company, but like I said, it's lower than what you're used to making.
Yeah. No, I do have an interview on Thursday. I have no idea what the salary range is, but the job sounds very interesting and exciting, and I was wondering if there's anything that's going to happen with that one.
Okay, Thursday. It can. I'm picking up, like, iffy, 50-50 maybe. You know, it's a possibility. It seems like the choice is on you if you want to take the job. They'll offer it to you. You will be offered the position, but the iffy part is like you may or may not want it. you know, when you find out. In fact, when you go in for the interview, ask a lot of questions. I think that will be your deciding factor. Ask a lot of questions. I'm not telling you not to take the job because you might, but it's like you're going to feel kind of like a little cautious.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
You're most welcome, Rachel. Thank you for calling. And if you want to remain on the line and listen to this show, please do so.
I'll listen on the Internet. Thank you.
Okay.
Welcome to Talk to Me. What is your name and why are you calling in today? Hello?
Hello. Hello.
This is Stan.
Sorry. What is your name again? Did you say Pam? Oh, I'm sorry. You went out. Can you call back? We couldn't hear you very good. Are you still there? Suzanne.
Yes.
All righty. Well, good evening, Suzanne. How are you today? You're breaking up. Suzanne, I bet you're on a cell phone, huh?
That was my fault. Go ahead.
Okay.
Hi. No, I'm not on a cell phone.
Okay, there we go. Okay, Suzanne. All righty. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. And you? Go ahead with your question, please.
Custody.
I'm sorry?
Custody.
Custody. Okay. Is this of children or animals? Children.
Yes.
Okay. Let me tell you, don't ask me. Partial custody, not full.
We have that now.
Well, looks like that's how it's going to remain.
My ex wants residential custody, but I have that now and had it since my son's in kindergarten.
Well, I think it's more for the child than the residential. You know what I'm saying? Back and forth to the house. That's what I'm picking up is partial custody. Is that what you want to know? Will he ever get full custody?
No. We have partial joint custody now. He wants full custody. He wants residential custody. I have residential custody now. He's just being a pain.
Honey, you know how men can be. I'm just being facetious on that part. That's not part of the reading. Will he get that? No. I can tell you no. It'll remain partial. You'll probably go back to court, I feel, in October. And it looks like just before Halloween.
When's it going to be?
But it will not be decided in his factor to take the house and full custody of the child. That's not going to happen.
Well, I don't
unless
have the
you
house.
Do some.
He got the house.
Well, oh, okay. Well, the residential custody, which is what? That means you have the child full time and he visits part time. Is that what that is?
No.
Maybe I'm not understanding.
Right now, he goes to school and has friends and everything where I live, but he sees his dad every other day and every other weekend. His dad wants to take him out of the school, take him away from his friends, and put him in his house and go to school where he lives.
No. It's not going to happen.
That's what he wants to do.
It's not going to happen.
But is it going to be past October that we're going to know about this?
Yeah, it'll come forward in October. But you don't have to worry, Susan. It's not going to happen.
I mean, is it going to last a year, this thing that we have to go to trial?
No, you can cut it short. You know how to do that. You can make it short. You got an attorney. Keep doing what you're doing. Don't change your lifestyle, who you are, your personality, behavior, anything. Stay clean. You know what I'm saying? You know, don't make waves or drama or anything. Just be who you are right now. You won't have a problem. Come October when it's time to go back to court, it will not change. You will remain custody of your child and where you're at the residence. Yep.
Trying to go to court in August or September.
It might be pushed to October, just to let you know.
Do you see any change in my finances? Any jobs, or will the jobs stay the same? Or
I'm picking up a trade-off. I don't know what that is. What is a
a trade-off when you asked me about finances. Is there anything that you're working out with somebody to, like, in kind or something, trade-off?
Not at all, no.
Okay. Well, for some reason I'm picking up a trade-off, one thing for another. Okay. Let me see. Finances, more. Is there a secret account?
No.
That you're hiding, or you don't know about it?
I don't know about it. I had divorced 8 years.
I'm picking up a secret account.
From who?
Maybe you might want to do... evidently, it's going to benefit you. You might want to do a little research and find out. Also, let me tell you what I'm picking up right now. Have you ever went into the government thing, people that have money and they forget about it or don't know that they have money and the government that they can collect?
No.
They have this thing, I'm sorry, I can't think what you call it, but it's not called lost money. It's like, I'll put it like this, real quick example, because I know I got to move on. Say like if you had a credit union and you closed that credit union out, Susan, and you had $1,000 still in there, but when you closed it out, you forgot about it. That's what I see, that it's like found, it's not found money, but it's money secret. Well, yeah, maybe it is secret that you don't know. Maybe somebody else knows and they just haven't told you. So I don't know what that's called, found money or whatever, but if I were you, I would check that out. You know, go on the website and look that up for the state that you're in and see, because you might have some money, an account that you forgot about, which will definitely assist you at this time.
Okay.
Unclaimed. That's what it's called, unclaimed money.
Put that on the computer?
Yeah. Put it in for unclaimed money through your state. And then you'll, you know, the website will give you different little icons to go to and put your, you know, and they ask for your name and address and stuff. Because I see a secret account of money. So secret could be that, you know, you forgot about it or didn't know, or maybe somebody owes you some money and you don't know the money is out there.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
But you see my job staying the same.
Okay, let's see. Yeah, it is. It's not going to be too much change. I feel, do you have a problem with your back at your job, sitting in your chair or something? I'm not trying to be funny, but, like, it's really uncomfortable there for you?
I do, because I'm with kindergartners all day, and I sit in the
That's what it is, because I can feel it in my lower back, like you're bending over. Okay.
Not.
Yeah, well, that's not too bad. It's just the nature of your job. But I could feel it in my lower back, so I didn't know what it was that you did, but I could feel, you know, bending or whatever. Yeah, it'll
gonna be
the
couple
same.
Less kindergartners, so they might put me upstairs to help with the older ones. Do you see that, or I'm going to be down with the younger ones all day?
I see you becoming a counselor. Have you thought about doing that?
I have, but I don't have the money to go back to school.
Okay, well, that's what I see you as, being a counselor. You'd be good at it, too.
What do you mean, like
You'd
a
really
guidance?
Be good.
Or,
yep, that's it, a guidance counselor.
Go for my master's or anything, though.
Yeah, but you'd be good at it. Well, you know, think about it. Put it on the back burner. You may not have to go back to school. You might have enough experience that it'll equate to a credit. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Yeah. But, yeah.
You think I'll ever get married?
I don't know about that, but, girl, you got a good sex thing going on now.
I don't have
I can feel that. So, Susan, I got to cut. I'm sorry. I got to close it out and go to the next caller.
I haven't been waiting in 8 years, so I don't know about that.
Look, there's more ways to have sex than a man, right? I'll leave that alone, Susan. But anyway, thank you for calling. I do have to move on. You're welcome to stay on the line or just listen on the air. Okay.
Please call in with your questions, and Linus will answer to the best of her abilities. The number is area code 646-727-2914. Again, that number is 646-727-2914. Please ask one question, and she will be able to do readings between 3 to 5 minutes. And who is the next caller?
I am.
Welcome to Talk to Me. Who is this and what's your question?
I have to tell you something, girl. You were picking up on my energy. I know it. You were talking about a secret account with the last caller, and I think you were picking up on me, and I kept saying, that is me. I guarantee I'm the next caller. So I know right
and
there,
your name?
You're for real. My name is Molly.
Hi, Molly. How are you?
I'm, like, pumped now because I know that you're totally legit, and it's awesome.
Thank you. I try. I just let spirit go through me and give me the questions I ask when you ask, and ask the spirit to answer your question. So
right.
That was something that you wanted to know was a secret account?
No, it wasn't something I wanted to know. You kind of told me. My question is it's about my husband. I just discovered today that he had lied to me about a big lump sum of money that he told me that his father put into the account for his father's purpose. But I talked to his dad today and found out that he was lying. Anyways, there's all kinds of stuff that he's saying to me, and I'm just like, could you tell me something? Like, what do I do? What's he up to? What the hell is going on?
You need to talk to him one-on-one. He's going through some things right now. You
is it
need
a woman?
To talk to him. Oh, it's not a woman. No. No, this doesn't have to do with a woman. He's going through some financial things right now. You should sit down and talk to your husband one-on-one and just tell him to be truthful with you.
I've tried.
Well,
I've tried.
You know how men, Molly, men have pride. But no, this hasn't anything to do with another woman. This is about him being a man, you know, and providing for his family and paying his bills and stuff. And
but he's not. That's the thing. He's asking me to give him money when I make $8 an hour. And
yeah, he's
he has,
in the hoos-cow.
So he's got a secret account that I know that I don't know about? Or, I mean, like I'm just wondering where that $2,000 went.
I don't think he has a secret account. I just think he's trying to get some money and to be a man. You know what I mean? A man feels like a man when he can provide for his family. That makes him feel good about himself. And when he can't, he doesn't necessarily sit down and tell his wife or significant other what's going on because of pride, you know, which is too bad because pride is not good. You communicate so that you can get an understanding and you go through it together, whether it's tears or joy. But that's why I said you and him need a one-on-one personal conversation because what he's trying, he's in the hoos-cow. He's having financial difficulties, and he just hasn't told you about it. To what extent that it is, so that's why I said you two need to sit down and talk about it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really quickly, I found a pay stub from a different job that he apparently quit 6 months ago that he's still working. Will he be truthful with me ever? I mean, will there ever come a time where he will sit and tell me the complete truth?
Well, you know, he could. I'll put it like that.
Yeah.
Everybody has the ability to do that, but, you know, it'll be through your two conversation. The only thing I want to tell you, don't get emotional when you talk to him. Be fair.
Yeah.
Even if you're mad, Molly, and you get upset or you're hurt, don't show that aspect. Try and talk to him logically. How can I help you to help me? And we can help each other.
I found out so much stuff today that would normally make me react so hugely, but I kind of...
See? You know I'm telling you the truth. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm just wondering, maybe I should just not react when he walks through the door, you know?
No, don't react. Be nice. Be nice. You know, have dinner or whatever and sit down and just... You know, if you were talking to your girlfriend in a calm manner now, not like, what the, you know what I mean? You know, in a calm manner and say, well, look, you know, I want to get to the bottom of this. I love you, and I want us to work this out, but you got to work with me. I can't do it by myself. You know, so sometimes the way that you place your words and you put your words, you'll get a better response. Men don't react good to us women when we get emotional. They shut down. So, you know, just think about that. Let's think about that.
Okay.
So, Molly, I got to move on. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
You're welcome to stay on the air or either just continue or listen on the air.
Thank you very much.
You're most welcome. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you for calling Talk to Me. Who is this?
Hello.
Hello. Who's this?
Hello, this is Anna.
Hi, Anna. This is Linus. How are you?
But I thought I lost you for a minute.
Yeah.
I'm a first-time caller, and you are doing a good job, I must say, of answering callers' questions. I'm wondering how long before I get a health issue resolved.
Okay. I'm picking up head, feet, and possibly stomach.
Well, that's combination. Yeah, it's starting in the head and neck, and I've had some stomach issues. Of course, sometimes the meds do that. But it's mostly a head, neck area, sinus, that type of thing.
Let me suggest two things to you, chiropractor and acupuncture.
Okay, chiropractors I've been to in the past, and bad news for me. But acupuncture,
okay.
I go every chance I get to the acupuncture, but right now it's not affordable. But as soon as I can get some more money, that's my first choice. I did have someone do a neck massage on me today, a certified massage therapist. But I think it started out with a cold or infection. I just wonder if I'm on the right track or if I need more antibiotics or something.
My suggestion is try the holistic way, the most natural way.
Hmm.
You know, through foods or combinations like that and vitamins. I think that would be more healthy because too much biological chemicals putting in your body is not a good thing. I'm going to tell you, that's just my belief. The more natural substances in your body, the better your body will heal and return back to a state that you're used to, you know.
Do you pick up any time when it'll start to, like, resolve, maybe?
I see around August 28th and 29th, the problems with your feet will be resolved, and you're going to get some answers about your stomach. I think that's nerves for your stomach. Try maybe some ginger tea, raw ginger. Yeah, that would be good for your stomach concern.
I've got a stressful situation going on because I'm waiting on a negotiation in September regarding my home, my financial situation, and that's probably adding to the stress. How do you see that working out for me?
I see tears. So, I'm picking up tears, and my heart is hurting. So that's a heartache. My suggestion is Plan B and a Plan C, darling.
Mm-hmm. Will I come
have you a plan B? Will you come out of it?
Some financial gain out of the whole thing because I have everything invested in.
I don't see you. I see you breaking even. Yes, I see that you break even, so you're not owing. You know what I mean? But you're not getting a lot either.
Mm.
But I see you breaking even. Mm. But like I said, have a plan B and a plan C, really.
Do you see me somewhere else, or
I'm seeing like farm or metals, but that could mean you could be living in the suburbs or around farmland, something like that.
I live where I'm living right now is not in farm or meadows, but you probably could pick it up as meadows because I'm in a very tropical area that's very like lush greenery. You could like meadows. That's where I'm living now.
That's where you're supposed to be.
Okay, because
you're in the right place. Maybe not in that same location, but that area or that community, you're in the right location. That's where you're supposed to be.
All right.
So the only thing would be maybe you would change addresses, but you would not change locations or community where you're at. Yeah.
Would I be able to rent somewhere if I didn't stay where I'm at, or would
yes.
That would
no.
be workable?
Oh, yes. Yes, you can.
Okay.
Most certainly, you sure can.
All
There's
right.
not going to be a problem there.
Really got me in knots all over. So it's been going on for a year, and I'm really hoping it's going to end soon in some decent way.
Well, your body, that's what your body's reacting to,
is
the mental. So, yeah.
Better.
You know, also, let me tell you, take some deep breathing exercises, number one, you know, like breathe in and out.
A friend of mine gave me a tape a couple months ago where you just take 5 minutes and breathe with this tape, and I do it faithfully all day. I thought at first, how much could that help? But I said, it's worth a try.
Yes, it is.
And I usually end up lying there and sometimes going into almost a sleep state for 10, 15 minutes, and sometimes I do it twice. So
that's good. That's relaxing your mind, your spirit, and your physical. That's beautiful.
That's one
there you
good
go. See, I was right on.
Very accurate. I have to say, when you're talking, some of the readers just give psychological advice, what they would give maybe if you came just for a basic counseling, or they go off on a tangent, but you are very matter-of-fact, you know, meat and potatoes psychic, I call it.
Yes, I am. I'm very honest. I'm very honest. Whatever spirit tells me, that's what I release out to the person that I'm speaking with. So.
That makes a good show. That's what we like to hear, not,
oh.
not just, you know, if we want to go just to a regular counselor, we'll go and pay a psychologist. That's not what we want. And you're giving psychic advice, and that is what is appreciated. So I have to tell you, and I would listen again.
Well, thank you. Now, just to let you know, every fourth Sunday of the month is when I do free psychic readings. So please, you know, call back the end of August, but the fourth Sunday of every month, I dedicate that hour to psychic reading.
Great. I'll put that on my calendar. Thanks, Lynn.
Okay. Oh, you're most welcome. And thank you for calling, and you have a wonderful day as well.
You do the same, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling and talk to me. Who is this, and where are you from, and what's your question?
This is Shannon, and I'm from Pennsylvania.
Well, hi, Shannon from Pennsylvania. This is Linus. How are you?
I am fantastic. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. What can I help you with tonight?
Well, I have two real quick questions, but my first one is about my relationship with this particular person that I absolutely know is the one.
I guess so. I see a halo. Woo! Yeah. Where did you meet him? At church? He's like an answer to a prayer, girlfriend.
Yes, he is.
What do you want to know? Are you two going to get married? Well, I'll tell you what, you're on the path and the direction for that to happen, and he is a good man. When I see a halo, that tells me he's spiritually with a good heart. You know what I mean? He's got a really good heart about himself. So, yes. What else can I tell you? Go ahead.
He's not talking. He does this turtle. He comes out for a little bit, and then he shuts down, and then he comes out, and then he shuts down, and it's like, okay, I'm done playing games. I want to move on and get this going in my life. I am so ready, and I'm
He's shy. He's just shy, girl. Use your womanly wiles. You know what to do. I don't need to tell you. He's just shy. He loves you. He really does care about you. He's just a shy person. He's an extrovert on the outside and an introvert inside. So you just have to bring that out.
Okay. We haven't been able to spend any time together because we live 2 hours apart. Do you see that happening anytime soon?
Oh, eventually y'all will get to that point. It might take another 6 to 9 months, and I'm being honest with you, that you both will be in the same town together. But as far as for right now, don't worry about the distance can, as they say, can make the heart grow fonder. But if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. And I think for you two, this is meant to be. You just got to push it a little bit. Not aggressively now, but, you know, just a little bit, enough to, you know, like, have you thought about looking at jobs down here? Or, you know, have you looked at jobs up there? You know, open up that communication so you can get an understanding and bring him closer to you. Your womanly wiles, I didn't say that to mean that as sex, but to mean it as your communication skills as a woman. You know,
yes.
Your integrity, your honor, your worth, who you are as a person.
I have done that, and I have laid it down. He said, well, I'll just come up there and we'll have fun. And I said, I'm not going to sleep with you until I'm committed. So we did. And then he said, you just don't respect me then in my feelings. And I'm done talking. And then he completely just doesn't talk. Like, you know, you're a brat.
You know what? You just tell him, go in the bathroom and shut the door and talk to them five sisters. On his hand. But look, on the real side though, you could just tell him that why I'm waiting, because this is going to be a very special moment for me. So it's not that I don't want to have sex with you. Yes, I would love to be intimate with you and love you like nobody else in the world. But that's a special moment for me, and my body is important to me. That is my temple. So I don't just give it away frivolously. Right? Even though you two may love each other, okay.
Okay. Now.
And your second question?
Yes. It has to do with what's going on with my family and friends. It seems the more spiritual that I get, the more people are just screaming at me.
Maya Angelou has a quote, and she says, when people show you who they are, believe them. That goes for family and friends. Okay?
Okay. Can I, real quick, do you see that that woman's name is Justin? Because that's the one that I'm talking about.
What did you want to know about Justin? Tell me again. Ask again.
I wanted to make sure that that's the one you see, because we are spiritually connected, and
is Justin a redhead?
No.
Who's a redhead that's around you? Real fiery. Is that a brother or a cousin? I see a redhead around you, but I don't see this as the guy that you love, but I see him around you. Kind of an interfering person.
Yeah.
Shannon, please forgive me. I don't mean to cut you short, but I only got a few minutes left, and I got to read the horoscopes for August and get that out the way. Please call back again. Like I said, the fourth Sunday of every month is the free psychic readings, and I'd appreciate it, you know, if you want to call back again, and I'll answer some more questions for you. But for right now, communications, understanding, 6 to 9 months, you two should hopefully be in the same town or very close to one another.
Okay?
Okay? All righty. And thank you for calling, and have a wonderful day.
You too.
Okay. Okay, I also want to let people know on my website, let me give this address, theessenceofsuccess.com. You can go in there and I do readings. There I'll do readings 30 minutes to 1 hour. So you can go in there and we can, you know, chat online, and I can answer your questions. So maybe that might be a little bit better for some people that have more questions or would like for me to go into depth. So that's www.theessenceofsuccess.com. And again, the phone number is area code 646-727-2914. Okay. Well, for the rest of the people that are on the line waiting to get on, I'm sorry I didn't get to your questions this time, please call back the end of August. That's the fourth Sunday, and I will answer your questions. At this time, I want to do the horoscopes for August. So let me get that going and try and get that on air before my time runs out. Okay, Aries. This is for August, all 12 signs. Aries, hold on. Hold on. The best is to come. You are in a transitional period in your life. Do not sell your soul to the man as you understand this. A lot has occurred over the summer for you. A lot of positive energy and good things. It may feel confusing, but don't worry. Your spiritual understanding will guide you through. Just hold on and keep the faith. Watch your finances in August. Could be a shakeup or an unexpected expense. Taurus, please have your health checked out. Your nervous energy is playing havoc on your body. Worry about things will not make it any better. Let go and let God. Your relationship is stronger now due to family ties and influences. Make a play date with friends or cousins and you will have a good time. You can say a prayer at any time. You do not have to wait until Sunday to be responsive. Look to the north for new avenues of interest and investments. Love the one you're with. Get me? Okay. Gemini, stop acting like a bouncing ball. You're all over the place. Settle down and take a deep breath. My God, you are one antsy person these days. Let love guide you and lead your way. Stop second-guessing what could be or might have been. It's a done deal now, so deal with it. Check in with your relatives. Someone may be under the weather and has not expressed this to the outside world. Hiding one's illness is never a good thing because we always need support to get through it. Where are the flowers? Try and stop to smell them, Gemini, sometimes. You just might be surprised. Cancer. My, life is looking good. See what happens if you just walk by faith and not sight? Everything will, believe me, will turn out all right. Yes, patience is a virtue, but so what? What isn't these days? You love life and will help direct your path, and the journey's end is marvelous. Make it a day in August to seek your future for the next 5 years. Hold on to those thoughts and write them down. Your reference in life is your emotional gauge. Leo. Every day is good for you, Mr. or Ms. Leo. Just depend on what side of the proverbial bedside you wake up on. August is bright as the sun for you. Yes, yes. If you take time and listen to your inner voice, you will be all right. Okay. Virgo, have a cup of tea and walk with me. You have programmed yourself for internal love of life. What about the outside? Out-of-the-box love, new, different, exciting, and kind of weird. That's where you want to be. In other words, experiment with your emotions. You are a strong-willed individual with defining thoughts of what you want. Yet you still hold out for something better, which could be detrimental to your goals. Sometimes we have to take low to get high. Your goals are reachable. Your love can be extraordinary. Your career will surprise you in the fall. Yep, you're on a roll, Virgo. Just watch that foot and mouth disease. Libra, where is the justice or just us? Your year started out good. Then came a big shakeup. You are now in a transitional period. Do something different about your goals. Change and challenge can be a good thing when the outcome is respect, dignity, and class. Money may be a bit tight by the end of August, so hold on to your finances and spend only what you really need to. You are seeking balance right now, and that will not occur until the fall of the year. So for now, try to stay in the arena of hope. The beauty of your decisions will reveal themselves shortly. Scorpio, 10 days until Christmas. Don't you feel that way sometimes? You're such a busy person, always accomplishing something. Just remember to take time and smell the roses, if you will. You love sunny weather, just the cause for networking with folks. Please don't throw a rock and hide your hand just because you're angry. You know that is not right. Granted, you do have a sting when upset, but let it go. Remember, know when to hold them and know when to let it go, because ignorance is bliss. Sagittarius, you blow like the wind. Today you're north, tomorrow you're south. You are blessed with a brilliant mind. Try using it sometime. Stop acting silly. You also are in a transitional period in your life. Family changes and influences are your main challenges right now. Capricorn, finally, you are receiving justice. What had been done wrong to you, karma has made its return to the offenders. Joy, oh joy, comes in the morning. Think positive. Results are happening all around you. Make it your mainstay to improve your living arrangements, like maybe purchase a home or condo. The time is making itself known now for advancement of I'd love to. Listen to your inner voice and write down your dreams. The angels are talking to you now. As the song goes, God is trying to tell you something. So listen, your heart is good and your spirit is bright. So let your light so shine. You have been heard and prayers are answered. Aquarius, please take care of your health the utmost. This is your calling for the month of August. Get your checkups or take care of health concerns before they become major concerns. Love will brighten your day with family and friends support. Know when to hold them and know when to let it go. Change is constant. So, like the water bearer that you are, let the water of wisdom flow. August will be the month you receive a lot of answers to unanswered questions regarding finances, relationship, and employment. Remember to keep the faith. You are a blessed person. Pisces, wisdom is pronounced hallelujah. You will be singing praises for your accomplishments this month. Summer has had its ups and downs and many challenges. As we close out August, your wisdom and logic, will survive to get you home. Not only do you matter, but you Pisces are very important to the family dynamics. Do not let your heart be weary, for all things have already happened that has happened, just a matter of you remembering. Push forward until the tailgate of life bends your way. You have the power to reach beyond and influence the masses. Thank you. And that's the reading. Now, I guess we're down to 1 minute. I have truly enjoyed this hour. Thank you all the guests and people that have called in. Next Sunday, I believe we're going to be doing current events, and we're probably, let me just put this out there, we're going to talk about the sports figure. I don't know if y'all know, there's a lot of sports figures that are broke from baseball, football, basketball. So anyway, every Sunday I'm on the air from 6 to 7. The title of the show is Talk to Me. I'm Linus. I thank my co-host, Vernice, my producer, Chauvinet, a.k.a. Sheriff, the lady that answers the phones and transfers your calls. Thank you, everybody, again. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the month here of July, and I hope August brings everybody blessings and miracles. And I'm going to turn it over now to the producer. Oh, okay. She said no. So anyway, like I said, next Sunday we'll do a show on current affairs and sports. So please call in with your comments. All right.
And remember, if you want a personal psychic reading for the callers who didn't get in tonight, please go to www.theessenceofsuccess.com. theessencenc.com. theessencenc.com. Again, that website is theessenceofsuccess.com. Have a good night, ladies and gentlemen, and have a great week.